Tennessee Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Welcome into Centralia High School.
MSC Sports.
And welcome to Centralia High School for the side of this class 1A Division I Girls Substate Championship Night here on 103.9 FM KNZA Hiawatha. Along with studio engineer tonight, Ray Penning. My partner tonight is Chris Boswell, and I'm Jake Spaulding. Also, we got Courtney Boswell with us here tonight as well. But Jake and Boz, we decided to get out of studio, and we came to a site. Boz, this is a great matchup, a great night that we have been preparing for all season long. Substate championship round. We've got two local teams tonight vying for a chance to go to the state tournament next week in Dodge City. None bigger than this game that's about to start right now. Here for our first game of the night, it's the Troy Trojans coming in ranked number 6 in Class 1A Division 1 by head coach, led by head coach Derek Jasper in his 28th season. Bonds are 20-1 on the season. First year removed from the Twin Valley League, but they didn't let anything kind of shift in at all this season as they just dominated the regular season into this postseason. They're taking on number 9 ranked 1A Division 1 team in Mankato Rock Hills. The Grizzlies come in at 17-3. But the Trojans here tonight in Centralia, a big-time matchup with a chance to go to state for the first time in over 20 years.
It's such an exciting time right now because, as you mentioned it, everything's on the line. You got an opportunity to punch your ticket to the state tournament, and this is going to be a tall task for Troy. If you look at the records, Troy with only one loss, Mankato two losses. This is a team that poses – they're just two different styles. Troy likes to run and get up and down the court. Mankato's more size-oriented, half-court game. It's going to be really exciting, really interesting how this game's going to play out.
Players to watch tonight from Rock Hills is none other than number 1, Bethany Similink. She's a junior for Rock Hills. She paces the way for the Grizzlies. Also, Hallie Meisner, she's also averaging 16 points a game. Those two combined, Bob, is averaging 34 points a game for this team. But on the flip side of things, for Troy, they've got the number 1 scorer in the state in all classes, just released earlier today, the final rankings of all scorers for the, again, entire state, all classes.
Yeah.
And Harper Westside leads the way.
Yeah, she's a fantastic player. And here's the thing. She averages 26.6 a game, but that's not all that she does. She's not just a scorer. She's a facilitator. She gets her teammates involved. A lot of times when kids score a lot of points, you might look at them and say, man, she just shoots the ball all the time. That's not the case. She's a super exciting player, ton of fun to watch.
Harper also averages almost 7 steals per game. That is a big part of what this Troy team likes to do underneath head coach Derek Jasper. As mentioned, 28th season at the helm. And this is a team that likes to run some press. They like to run full court. They like to speed up their opponents. And we went and watched their semifinal game last Saturday at home against Blue Valley Randolph in a game that the Rams kind of paced the way that entire game from about the second quarter until midway point of the fourth quarter before Troy really was able to grab everything back.
Yeah, this is really interesting tonight because, as I mentioned, it's two different styles, and I think the absolute key for Troy is pace of play. They like to speed things up. They like to turn their opponents over. I mean, they're forcing a ton of turnovers in this game. They force almost 24 turnovers a game on their opponents. So if they can play that pace of play that they like and not allow Mankato to get set up in their half-court offense, I think Troy's going to be very successful.
Again, Rock Hills coming in a 17-3 record on the season. They are in the Northern Plains League. They got second in that one just behind Osborne, who took that league title this year, going a perfect 12-0 in that league. And a couple notes about Rock Hills this season. They lost to Osborne by 20 back in January. They lost to St. John's Tipton by 13 in January. And they lost in overtime to Red Cloud by just a single point. That's their 3 losses on the season. They also attempt 12 threes per game. They like to shoot the ball from the outside. How about a few other statistics for them? They average 50 points per game. This is the team, as mentioned, they like to shoot the 3 a lot. They average a 35% success rate with that.
Here's where the game could be interesting, Boz, and that is at the free throw line. Rock Hill is just a 60% foul shooting team. They've got only one girl that starts and plays significant minutes that shoots north of 70% from the free throw line. As you mentioned, Troy trying to turn the ball over a lot against Rock Hill tonight. Well, the Grizzlies only give it up 12 times a game, and they themselves average 12 steals per game due the Grizzlies. Again, they're coming in here on a 7-game winning streak, and they're trying to shock the world. And well, not the world, but the state here for 1A Division 1, because Troy, definitely the favorites in this matchup.
Yeah, we talked a lot about the pace of play. Troy is averaging 55.2 points a game. They like to get up and down the court. They like to play that fast-paced game. Absolute contrasting styles. Mankato averages 31.8. They love to slow things down. So it's a battle of two different philosophies. It's whichever team can impose their will and control the pace of play.
The most points that Rock Hill has scored this year is 61. Their lowest total was 33 earlier this season. How about the Troy Lady Girls averaging 55, as Boz just mentioned? They give up just 32 a game. They hit the three at a 36% clip. Their free throw percentage is, as a team, at 62%. Their only loss this season was against Lafayette in the HIT out of St. Joe, 54-38. In that semifinal of the HIT earlier this season. They're riding a 10-game winning streak, Boz, and Coach Jasper, as mentioned, just ready to get this team back to a state tournament in north of two decades.
Yeah, it's just super exciting. You play all season to get to this point. You're in a sub-state championship game. You're one game away from the state tournament, which is really the kind of goal of every team that starts out this season.
Winner of this contest will go to Dodge City next week. Boz and I will be there for that. Let's get you your starters here for tonight. For the Troy Trojans, they're the home team in their white uniforms with blue numerals and lettering trimmed in black. Harper Wettstein starts at the guard, a 5'8" junior, as Boz mentioned, averaging 27 points per game. She is the state leader in all classes, back-to-back first-team all-league honors in the TBL before this year, a first team in the NEKL, and she broke the school record this year with 43 points last Saturday for Troy. How about Gracie Grable as well? She's 5'7" senior, averaging just shy of 9 points a game, 4 rebounds per game as well. She needs to shoot the ball well for this Troy team to be that secondary scorer alongside Harper Westside. Allie Franken, truly the only post presence for the Trojans on this team, the 5'7" senior, averaging 7.5 points and 8 boards per game. She collects 25% of the team's rebounds. Allison Grable, she's out there as a 5'6" junior, averaging 6 points per game and 5 rebounds. And then Emerson Weber, a 5'7" senior, just 3 points a game and 5 boards, Boz, but she hit 2 huge threes last Saturday against Blue Valley Randolph. For the Grizzlies, Bethany Similek, we talked about her, a junior. She's averaging 18 points and 3 rebounds per game. Also, Alexandria Fogo, 3 points and 3 boards for the Grizzlies. Olivia Lindberg, 4 points and 6 boards per game. Hallie Meisner, she's 16 points and 9 boards per game. And Miley Ost, 7 points and 3 boards per game. Step aside for a pregame timeout. It's presented by Rainbow Communications. Tip-off coming up next here on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Attention Sepetha residents. Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sabetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ray Petting back in studio. Jacob Bonds here in Centralia. 1A Division 1 Substate Girls Championship. Troy Rock Hill for the opening tip-off presented by Bomb Shorts Financial is up and controlled by Troy. We're underway here for this first game of two here tonight. Coming out of the opening tip, you can see Rock Hills comes out in the zone and a three put up there by Emerson Weber. Unable to connect, rebounded and ripped away by Similek. Quickly up the floor come the Grizzlies and a bank shot off the mark that time by Howie Meisner. Rebounded by Weststein. And Gracie Grable rolled her ankle. She's down on the other side of the court. They play on and now there's a stoppage and Gracie is hurt. That is not good for the Troy Trojans here early on.
Yeah, they're not a very deep team to begin with, and 30 seconds into the game, one of their starters is down.
That means that Nicole Judd will check into the scorer's table. Judd comes with 4 points and 2 boards a game. She's usually one of the very few players off the bench for Coach Derek Jasper. As Bonds mentioned, a team that doesn't go too deep on that bench. So Judd comes in, 7:33 to go in the opening frame, no score, and Troy will trigger it in underneath their own basket. Trickling it in will be Allie Franken into the middle of the lane, off the window, up and through. The first basket for Allison Grable is good. And then a turnover by Rock Hills. There's the first turnover of this game.
Yeah, it's really going to be interesting early in this game. Obviously, there's going to be some nerves being a state sub-state championship game. If Troy can capitalize that and rattle Mankato a little bit, it'd be a good thing for him.
So Troy will have it underneath their own basket again. They are moving right to left across your radio dial. Weststein to trigger it in this time. Into the corner it comes to Franken. She dribbles it out to the top to Judd. They swing it around the horn to the right side now. And Weber down low. Oh, tripped up in the middle of the lane was Nicole Judd. And she hits the deck turnover on Troy.
When Mankato started this game and they're in this defense right now, box and one on Harper Weststein. You talk about junk defenses, things that opponents will throw at her. They've got one player, Ava Marriott, that is just face guarding Harper Weststein everywhere.
Similek with the dribble, breaks the pressure into the front court now. Trap comes and caught on the sideline by Weber, but gets it off to Meisner. Meisner dribbles baseline, throws a pass, taken away by Weststein. Second turnover on Rock Hills. Here's Judd into the front court, skips it to the right wing now, and that's Grable. Allison off to Weber, drives baseline, off the window, no. Rebound ripped down by Fogo and the Grizzlies. Similek holds up one finger. Crosses the timeline. Rock Hills moving left to right, and we've got a double dribble here by Rock Hills, and that's the third turnover, Boz, in a minute 20 in this game.
Yeah, this extended little 1-2-2 zone that Troy likes to play. Harper Weststein out top. She's long, active hands, gets a ton of deflections. You can see Mankato's guards just not real sure how to attack that right now.
Mosier guarding Weststein. Weststein to Judd in the left corner. Now top of the key. Harper will dribble it to the right wing. Off to Weber. Emerson, high post, and throws it away. On the deck. Great hustle there, though, by Allison Grable, and then it's taken away by Rock Hill, so it is a turnover on Troy.
A hot potato. Troy trying to get it inside. There's just too many bodies around the paint.
Rock Hill clears the timeline with Hallie Meisner. Now into the front court it comes. Right wing, Laney Mosier into the short corner. Similek, top of the key to Meisner. Man-to-man, check that zone defense here by the Trojans in a 3-2. Driving baseline, shot by Similek, short, but she's fouled, and Bethany will go to the line to shoot two, where she's 64% on the season.
Yeah, when you look at the zone defense that Troy runs, it's kind of a hybrid. It looks like it's a 2-3 to start out with, where you got two guards up front, three along the baseline, but as the ball moves to the wings, zone rotates, and it's more of a 3-2.
First free throw is good by Similek, and it's now 2-1, 6 minutes even to go here in this first quarter. Gracie Grable getting a tape job, looks like, on that ankle. Second toss by Similek is good as well. Her first 2 points of the game. We're tied at 2 now with 6 minutes to go. Quarter number one of this 1A Division I girls sub-state championship game. Weststein into the front court to the right wing now to Emerson Weber. Emerson with a right-handed dribble. Picks it up. Finds Judd at the high post. Back out to Weber into the corner now to Grace. Check that Allison Grable.
Now the short corner to Franken. Back out to Judd, trying to get it to Wettstein. Harper's got it on the left wing. Nice dish down low to Franken. Her shot rejected out of bounds off of Meisner. It'll be Troy basketball underneath their own basket. 5:33 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, here's what's going to be interesting. Troy's not unfamiliar with teams throwing different defenses, boxing one, triangle two, things like that. It's going to be interesting, though, to see how Harper, how that impacts her a little bit, because it can get frustrating if you work and work and work and trying to get open, you can't get the ball.
Franken trying to trigger it in, finds Judd, top of the key, head fakes on a three, drives left lane line, back out to Harper. Wettstein driving on the baseline, absorbs contact, throws up a shot, no, rebound and a travel. Nope, they're saying that the ball was not controlled by anybody, and it's a jump ball. Possession will go to Rock Hill.
Yeah, both teams here, I mean, you're a couple minutes into the game. They're just trying to get settled in their offense, let the nerves kind of subside and start executing.
Full court pressure here by the Trojans, broken by the Grizzlies. Into the front court now, it's Meisner, now to Similec. Bethany with the left-handed dribble on the left wing, facing the 3-2 zone of the Trojans. Driving baseline, Meisner loses her footing and turns it over. That's number four now on Rock Hill. Up the floor, here's Emerson Weber. Driving baseline, her shot, no. Excuse me, they'll say a foul on the floor. It'll be the first team foul on Rock Hill. On Bethany Similec, her first. And good to see Gracie Grable back into the game for the Troy Trojans, and yeah, she'll replace Judd.
Been there, done that, rolled an ankle, and man, it hurts like heck for about the first 2 or 3 minutes, but get a little tape job on there, and you're going to be fine.
Trojans with the basketball in the front court. It's Wettstein, fakes on the pass to the corner, puts it up and through from about 5 feet, and Harper with her first basket of the game. Trojans lead 4-2.
Into the full court press. That's what Troy wanting to do. They're wanting to turn their opponents over. They want to put a lot of pressure on them.
There it is. Another turnover. Number five now on Rock Hill. Gracie Grable, the dribble in the front court. Off to Wettstein. Drives baseline, kicks it in the corner. Franken fakes on a three, dribbles in. Back out to Grable, top of the key. They'll reset offense here with 4:30 to go in the first. 4-2 Troy. Here's Franken, a left wing three. That's no good. Rebound Wettstein. Puts it up, and that's blocked partially, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Troy. Wettstein looking for a foul there, and she'll trigger it in underneath her own basket. Well, again, it's Allison and Gracie Grable, Allie Frank and Emerson Weber, and Harper Wettstein in the game right now for the Trojans. Get past near side to Weber, and it's too high, the third turnover on Troy.
Yeah, typically against like a boxing one, Troy's trying to run just a base zone offense, but got Harper kind of running high post and baseline area, so you're going to have some gaps within that box set of the zone.
Similec breaks the pressure with the left-handed dribble, now crosses over to her right, left lane line drive, scoop shot off the window, no, rebound, ripped down by the Trojans, looking to push. Up the floor, Gracie Grable on the right lane line, she'll pop from six, that's short, rebound ripped down by the Grizzlies and Olivia Lindenberg. Into the backcourt, now into the front court, Similec. Into the far corner now, Similec will drive into the lane. Meisner from 15, no, rebound ripped down by Allie Franken for the Trojans.
It was a great rebound by Franken. She's outsized in the post, but she's doing a really nice job boxing out and getting those boards.
Wettstein tries to split two defenders, and she's knocked to the ground, and she's grabbing her lower back right now. That will be on Rock Hill's Lady Mosier. That's her first. Team second here, 3:34, and Rock Hill goes to the bench for the first time tonight. Brindley Manning will check in, and Miley Ost. I mistakenly said Ost was starting, but Mosier got the start instead. Ost averages 7 a game. Wettstein to trigger. Into the corner to Gracie Grable. Head fakes on a three. Dribbles it out to the right wing. Now top of the key to Weber. Troy resetting offense here. Allison Grable off to Wettstein. Harper drives baseline. Floater, no. Rebound tapped out of bounds. It'll stay with Troy.
You know, sometimes players, they can push a little bit hard when you're used to scoring a lot of points and it's hard for you to get the ball. You sometimes feel every time you touch it, you got to make something happen and take advantage of those opportunities.
Franken to trigger for the Trojans. It's 3:22 to go in this first quarter, 4-2. Troy with the lead. Gracie Grable, top of the key, right-handed dribble. Now right wing to Emerson Weber. Head fakes on the three. Harper's trying to open up, but Gracie on the left wing three. No, rebound ripped down Weber. Now to Allison Grable. Right block, it's Wettstein. Her shot missed. Rebound ripped down by Lindbergh again for Rock Hills.
Troy's getting a lot of good looks at the basket. Just nothing falling for him right now.
Troy's faithful. The student section getting a little loud here for their team, asking for some defense. Meisner has it swatted right back by Gracie Grable. And
They'll reset here. Will the Grizzlies into the front court. Milios spins on Wettstein, dribbles in. Ball free, picked up. Wettstein has it. Six turnovers now on Rock Hills. Harper into the front court quickly. Left lane line spins on her defender. Needs some help. Top of the key. Now kick left side. Frank and a three on the way. Off the back heel and out of bounds. It'll go to Rock Hills.
But for Troy, you like the pace of play right now. Shots aren't falling, but that's okay. They're speeding up Mankato. They're forcing quite a few turnovers. They're getting what they want. Those shots will start to fall at some point.
Full court press still being applied here by the Trojans. 2:25 to go in the frame. Troy leads it 4-2. Near 5-second count. Grizzlies get in. Still in the backcourt. Similek has it with a right-handed dribble. Crosses the timeline. Now to Meisner on the left wing. Started now man-to-man here. Into the lane. Maybe got away with an extra step. Shot missed by Meisner. She gets her own rebound. Put back, no, and she's fouled. So it's Jasper asking for some rebounds there from his Trojans, Boz, as nobody got a body on Meisner.
Yeah, that was tough because she went dribble attack straight down the middle of the defense, got into the paint, and she was in great position for an offensive rebound.
Free throw up and through for Meisner as Rock Hills has not made any field goals in this game. They are now 3-for-3, though, from the free throw line. That foul, I believe, was on Emerson Weber. Her second. Second free throw missed. Rebound ripped down by Wettstein. So Weber with two fouls now. That's something to keep your eye on here with 2 minutes to go here in period one. Troy in the front court. Right wing. It's Gradle. That's Gracie. Now Judd, who just checked in for Weber. Back to the right wing and Gradle. Now she finds Harper at the top of the key. Wettstein looking to drive in the lane. Nice find underneath, but Allison Grable couldn't hang on to it. It's a great find there from Wettstein and Grable. Great back cut, Bob, my baseline.
Yeah, there's going to be opportunities like that for Troy. The pass was a little bit too high, but there are gaps when you're running against the box and one.
And it's a turnover forced by the Trojans, trying to get it into the backcourt to Meisner. That's seven. Seven turnovers on Rock Hills here in this first quarter. Wettstein triggers it in underneath their own basket for the Trojans, leading 4-3, 1:40 to go in quarter one. Top of the key, Gracie Grable thought about a three. You can kind of see she's a little bit hampered by that ankle.
Yeah, she's just favoring it.
Wettstein into the middle of the lane, shot missed. Great rebound by Franken. Her putback, no, but she's going to line for two. Allie Franken, Boz, all 5'7" of her down there banging bodies with 5'9" and 5'10". For Rock Hill.
And there'll be opportunity for Troy there because when Wettstein gets to the basket, she draws double teams, so much traffic inside. Weak side boards are going to be open for Troy.
Franken misses the first, just a 47% foul shooter on the year for the Trojans. Second toss off the back heel. So 0-for-2 from the stripe that time. Score remains 4-3 here with 1:25 to go, quarter one. Rock Hills into the front court. Meisner now crosses over her defender into the middle of the lane. Throws out a wild shot. Ball still free and picked up by Allie Franken in the back court. Quickly up the floor come the Trojans. Gracie Grable. She'll try a right wing three off the back heel. Rebound ripped down by Manning for Mankato.
Well, Troy getting really good looks. That was a wide open three from Grable. Just nothing's falling right now.
Similek shot a wide open three. Missed it. Rebound for Troy and Franken. Off to Wettstein. Harper left wing. Drives in the middle of the lane. Nice aggressive attack. Off the window and through. She's gone four. And the lead now is doubled up at 6-3 Trojans.
Nice job attacking Troy or Harper Wettstein. Attacking with the right hand down the middle of the lane. Thought there might have been a little foul there. She might have been able to get an and one, but no call.
O's to the right wing. Her shot missed. A three off the back heel. Rebound ripped down by Franken. Trojans wanting to push. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Right wing, Judd, head fakes on a three. Nice find down low. Franken, Allie banks it home.
Really good pass that time from Nicole Judd. She started to drive the paint. Help came to her. She dished it down for the easy buckets.
10 seconds to go in the quarter. 8-3 Trojans. Mankato with the basketball. Similek. Now Meisner drives baseline. Back out to Similek. Step back to a three. Too strong. Rebound to Judd, and that'll be the end of quarter number one. Trojans from Troy leading 8-3 over Rock Hills. We're back in 1 minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart. Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Time for a spring checkup on your AC units? You want to make sure they're working right on that very first hot day. Contact John's Repair today to schedule a $99 special to clean the unit, check the Freon, and change the air filters. Contact John's Repair today, 785-969-6400. That's 969-6400.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jacob Bonds back with you here in Centralia as we've got 1A Division I girls sub-state championship games here tonight. Right now, Troy, the Trojans leading Mankato Rock Hills by a score of 8-3 after one quarter of play. Bonds, it was Gracie Grable injuring her ankle early. She's able to come back in. Two fouls on Emerson Weber. What'd you take away from quarter one?
I think nerves were maybe a little factor early on, but here's the thing. If you're Troy, you didn't shoot the ball really well, but your defense was fantastic. They held Rock Hills to zero field goals in the first quarter. If they can keep that up, they're going to be in good shape.
Troy with the basketball to begin quarter number two, again with that 8-3 lead. They'll run that kind of box and one junk defense against Wettstein. Here's a Gracie Grable left wing three off the mark and out of play. It'll be Rock Hills basketball here. But the pressure, as you mentioned, for Troy has been great early. Seven first quarter turnovers by Rock Hills to just three turnovers for the Trojans.
Yeah, they're doing a really nice job. It's controlling pace and tempo, and that's what they wanted to do.
Quick tie-up here in the backcourt by Wettstein. A possession will stay with the Grizzlies here. We'll trigger it in once again, nearly stolen by Wettstein. Breaking pressure, though. Here comes Rock Hills in the front court. Similink has her pocket pick. Wettstein with another steal, and this ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Trojans. Eight turnovers now on Mankato Rock Hills, Boz, and that time Similink didn't even know she was behind.
That's just fantastic hustle. Wettstein was at the top of that press, so once the pass went behind her, she had to catch up to everybody else, was able to pick the pocket from the behind of the offensive player.
Allison Grable, Gracie Grable, Harper Wettstein on the floor with Nicole Judd and Allie Franken. Moving right to left across your dial. Near travel there by Gracie, but she's able to get it off to Nicole Judd. 1 minute gone by here in quarter number one. Nobody has scored in this frame. Troy hangs on to an 8-3 lead.
So you kind of see Troy, they're working their zone offense. Just so people know, you've got a box defense, box and one. You've got two girls at each elbow, two on the blocks. There's going to be some gaps within that zone, and typically it's around the high post area.
Great hustle by Wettstein to keep that ball alive, and how about Nicole Judd for three? A three missed by Gracie, picked up out of bounds by Wettstein to save it into Judd, who caught ready to shoot.
It's just great hustle plays, extra possessions, extra opportunities at the basket.
First trifecta made tonight by either team. Another turnover here. Nicole Judd forces that one. Nine turnovers now on Rock Hills, and the largest lead of the game at the moment for Troy, as it's 11-3 with 6:21 to go in the first half.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, Nicole Judd, she came off the bench when Grable got hurt. She's, to me, been the player of the game early in this game, just with her hustle, her rebound, knocked down a shot right there, just got a steal. She's playing great.
Gracie Grable will go out as Emerson Weber with those two fouls checks back in. Wettstein with the dribble. Nice find down low. Allie Franken absorbs contact, shot too strong. Rebound backside by Rock Hills. Here comes Similink into the front court. Right wing it goes to Laney Moser. Now top of the key, it's Meisner. Now Similink on the left wing. Troy staying in their zone.
Yeah, Troy switched man-to-man on this possession. They did it right there at the start of the quarter and trying to just mix things up a little bit.
Coach Jasper not happy with the defense there as a drive by Similink. And she's fouled there by Emerson Weber, and that's going to be her third. Gracie was over there trying to get her ankle maybe looked at a little bit more, but she's got to get right back in this game. Coach Jasper telling Weber that, hey, I put you in that game and I told you you couldn't foul. She picks up that one again. That's her third. We got a timeout on the floor. 11-4, Troy, 5:50 to go in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds to Centralia for 1A D1 Girls Substate Championship Basketball here on 103.9 KMZN.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton. Square.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
5:50 to go in the first half. Back at the free throw line for one more is Bethany Similink. She's 3 for 3 on the night. And now make that 3 out of 4. And the ball rebounded by Wetstein for the Trojans. 11-4. Jacob Oz with you. Courtney as well. And back at the studio is Ray Penning. Here on 103.9, we'll have Silver Lake Wellsville coming up, or that's going on right now on 96.9. Pearl Valley and Osage City will be here on 103.9 at the conclusion of this game. Boz now switch over to 92.1 for Centralia, Clifton Clyde a little bit later on tonight. Got an offensive foul here, I believe, on Allison Grable. Yeah, screen away from the ball, trying to get Wetstein open on a screen. Grable was doing a good job. She just moved into the screen more than you're supposed to. 11-4 Trojans. Rock Hills triggers it in the backcourt. Similink splits two defenders quickly up the floor. She's got a little bit of pace with that dribble. Spins in the lane. Nice scoop shot off the window. It's through. The reason why she's averaging 18 a game, she's got 5 of the 6 for Rock Hills.
And if you're going to press for Troy, you can't let the initial pass that went right to your point guard. You can't let her dribble through that defense all the way to the basket.
Judd now left wing to Franken. Allie into the corner now to Gracie Grable. Wetstein tells her to dribble it back to the top, and she does. Now right wing, Nicole Judd looking for Wetstein on a cut. Nothing home. Right corner now. Franken will fire a deep three. That's off the mark. Rebound ripped down by Similink. She's looking to push again. Grable trying to play defense on her, and she fouls her. Nearly got the shot to drop, did Similink. She'll go back to the line, Boz, where she is now 3 for 4 on the night. 2 more coming.
Yeah, if you're Coach Jasper, you got to kind of reevaluate strategy a little bit. If they're able to break your press off the dribble, it makes things a little bit harder. You can't let them beat you down the court on the dribble.
First free throw missed here out of this pair. Again, just a 64% foul shooter, but started off pretty well from the stripe. Rock Hills with 6 points in this ballgame, 5 of them here by their junior guard, Bethany Similink, who averages 18 a game. Second toss, that one's good. So she's got 6. 11-7 Troy with 4:39 to go in the first half. Wetstein into the front court. Harper with 4 points on the night. Gracie Grable now on the right wing. Top of the key back to Harper. Gets a screen from Gracie. The Rock Hills really just muddying it up on the defensive side here.
Yeah, it's just a defense that a lot of teams aren't used to. And here's what's got to happen. I thought Judd might hit another three there, but Troy's got to hit some shots.
Now Wetstein has it. Misses the shot, but she's fouled. Give Allie Franken all the credit in the world there. Judd misses the three, but Franken with the rebound. And Wetstein the drive. She'll go to the line to shoot a pair, where she is 82% on the season. First one is true for Harper. 5 points now in the game. That foul on Miley Ost, her first. And second one is true as well. 6 points in the game now for Wetstein. Again, she had 43 last Saturday to break the school record at Troy. Full court pressure being applied. Manning able to pass it off to Ost. And now a ball tipped in the air, taken away by Troy. Wetstein fakes the pass, shot missed, and she's going back to the line for two. And if that's on Similink, that'll be her second. But the 10th turnover on Rock Hills. Head coach Nick Meisner asked the official, was that on the wrist? Looked like she had all ball. Free throw by Wetstein is true. She's made 3 straight at the line now.
When that press was just exactly what you want, got him across half court. Miley Ost for Rock Hills picked up her dribble, and there were 3 girls from Troy right there with the trap.
8 points in the game for Harper. That's the lead for Troy. It's 15-7, 3:48 to go in the first half. Similink scoops off the window. No. Rebound ripped down by Gracie Grable. Simulink, man, she's got handles and she's got good quickness in the paint.
Real nice Euro step in the open court. She just hasn't been able to convert on any of those layups.
Judd on the left wing, top of the key to Gracie Grable. Again, Troy without Emerson Weber right now. She's got three personals. Top of the key to Judd, Nicole. Trying to find Allison on the right block, but cut off. To dribble it to the right wing. Allison pops out for help. Now to the corner, back to Judd.
You know, I like what Troy's doing offensively. They're moving the ball around. They're working. Sometimes teams panic when they face a weird defense, and they feel like they have to get a shot up right away. Troy's being real patient, just working that zone.
Right wing now, Judd. Left side on a cut at the high post. Kicks it out. Gracie Grable, straight away three. No. Rebound. Fought for. Frankie gets the tie-up, and that's an offensive rebound for all intents and purposes for the Trojans.
Boy, they've had a lot of opportunities, offensive rebounds. I typically try to keep some rebound stats, but I knew right out of the gate that wouldn't happen. But I'd say, Troy, they probably have four or five offensive boards giving them extra possessions.
Franken just doing a great job on the glass tonight. Just hustle plays. Troy triggers it in. Franken in the middle of the lane. Dribbles to the left block. Squares to the basket. Kicks it out to Gracie. Rabel head fakes on a three. Into the lane. Shot partially blocked and picked up by Simulink. Into the front court quickly. Here comes Rock Hills. Here's Meisner at the rack. Layup is good.
You know, I mentioned Rock Hills, they like to slow it down, get in a half-court game, but you can tell right now they're not afraid to go fast. They've got some ball handlers that can attack the rim and finish at the rim.
Just their second field goal made in this game. Troy crosses the timeline with Wettstein, gets a screen from Gracie Grable. Every black jersey that's available when Wettstein has the basketball flashing to her.
Yeah, they're not going to lose Harper Wettstein.
Turnover here on Troy. And quickly at the floor, Simulink, Judd, Bowser, and Simulink makes the basket. Count it and one. And just like that, it's now 15-9 with 2:10 to go. Simulink at the line for one more free throw and a timeout. Coach Jasper will step aside. 2:10 to go in the half. Troy leading it 15-11. Back after this 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Gracie Mock, teller at the Farmers State Bank.
And I'm Hannah Reed, Assistant Vice President.
If you find yourself opening a new account to receive funds,
it's a scam.
Did you receive a large check in the mail out of the blue? If you find yourself mailing large sums of cash,
it's a scam.
At Farmers State Bank, we're always happy to answer any questions. Call or stop by the bank if you or a loved one experiences any of these situations.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jacob Bond's back with you. Ray Penning back at studio. 2:10 to go here in this first half. Simulink got the line for a free throw here. Troy leading at 15-11. That foul was on Nicole Judd. Just her first. Free throw is missed and rebound ripped down by Allie Franken.
Well, this kind of feel like a pivotal point in this game. Troy was not running away with it, but they were starting to get some separation. Now it's a four-point ball game the last 2 minutes in the quarter here.
Three off the mark by Gracie Grable, but there's Franken once again. Another rebound by Allie. Judd, left corner now. It comes to Franken. Top of the key, Gracie Grable. Harper's yet to touch the basketball on this possession. It's just been tough for her. Give credit to Mosier. Right wing, Gracie Grable. Head fakes on the three, top of the key, now to Judd. Now to Gracie on the right wing. Patience here. How about Judd another three? That's good. Nicole Judd, her second triple of the game, averages just four a game, but she's got six.
Prior to that shot, Troy was one of 11 from behind the arc. Nicole Judd had the only one. That time she steps into another one and knocks it down.
Meisner elevates inside the paint. Shot missed. Rebound Franken once again. She's got to be getting close to 10 rebounds in this game.
Yeah, she's doing a great job on the glass.
105 to go in the half. 18-11. Troy with the lead. Get pass from Judd to the right wing now. Gracie Grable. 1 minute to go. Here's a pass deflected, but Westbound able to collect it. Screen from Gracie. And a foul will be called here on Lady Mosier of Rock Hills. That'll be the third team foul and her second. So now Mosier with two, Simulink with two, and Mosier, she's all of 5'2", face guarding and chasing Harper Wettstein.
Yeah, she's the gnat on defense that just goes anywhere Harper Wettstein goes, doesn't let her touch the ball. She got a little crossed up right there, got frustrated, tried to run right through a screen, got called for the foul.
So now Miley Ost draws the task of guarding Wettstein. Back in the game is Emerson Weber with those three personal fouls.
Right wing, it goes. Allison Grable. Now Weber, top of the key. High post to Franken. Allie kicks it out. Wide open three by Judd. Can she make it three? No, too strong. Rebound, backside rebound to Meisner. Now Simulink in the backcourt. Crosses over two defenders. Quickly up the floor to Ost on the left wing. 30 seconds to go in the half. 18-11, Troy with the lead. Top of the key, Westheim picks the pocket of Meisner and kicks it off to Judd. 11 turnovers now on Rock Hills with 20 seconds. Out to Westheim. Harper, left wing three, first try of the night. Miss, rebound Franken for the Trojans. Do they hold for one here, under 10? Right corner goes to Allison Grable, pass deflected. Franken's got it, right lane line. Her shot missed, but she's going to the line for two. Hustle, hustle, hustle is a note you could put next to 5'7" senior Allie Franken.
Yeah, she's doing a fantastic job. Just no quit, tons of fight, going after every rebound she can get.
Misses the first. She's now 0 for 3 from that line tonight. That foul is the second on Hallie Meisner. Two on Meisner, two on Mosier, and two on Simulink for Rock Hills. Second one from Franken. That one's good. 3.3 seconds to go. Simulink dribbling at the half court. Chucks it up at the buzzer. She banks it in from half court. Only the fourth field goal for Rock Hills the entire game. They finish out the half with a half court buzzer beater. Man, it looked good from when she released it, and we've reached halftime. The Island Community College halftime report is coming up here in just a few moments. As your halftime score, it's 19-14, Troy. This halftime presented by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Back in a moment to summarize half number one, Trojans leading the Grizzlies 19-14.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And welcome into the Highland Community College Halftime Report. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Halftime score here in Centralia. This is the 1A Division I Girls Substate Championship game. The first game of the night, and the Troy Trojans leading the Rock Hill Grizzlies 19-14 at the halftime break. How about a check of our first half statistics here tonight for this contest presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Rockoff. Leading the way for the Trojans, no surprise here, Boz, 8 points in that first half for Harper Wettstein. She went 4-for-4 from the free throw line. But really a struggle early to get comfortable against that box and one that was thrown at her in that first half. 6 points in the game for Nicole Judd. Two big three-pointers in this game for Nicole. 3 points for Allie Franken. She went 1-for-4 from the free throw line. Also had a field goal. And then Allison Grable with a putback for the Trojans in that first half. Troy finished just 5 turnovers in the first half. They went 5-for-8 from the free throw line and added, again, as mentioned, 2 three-pointers all by Nicole Judd. Leading the way for Rock Hill is no surprise here either. She averages 18 a game. She had 11 in the first quarter or first half, including the buzzer beater three from half court to end the first half. Bethany Similink, the junior guard for the Grizzlies, 11 points in the first half, went to the free throw line, Boz, in that first half 7 times, making 5 or 4 of those 7 free throws in that first half. And then Hallie Meisner, she averages 16 a game. She finishes with 3. 2 Grizzlies have scored in this ball game. 3 for Meisner, 11 for Similink. They had 11 first half turnovers and went 5 for 9 from the free throw line. It's been a while since we've been on the radio, my friend, and I know you always keep extra statistics in the ball game.
Well, I'm a little rusty. Like I said, it's been a little while. Normally I try to keep some rebounds, offensive boards, things like that. I wish I was, because Troy's been doing a really good job on the glass. The only thing, I'm trying to keep a shot chart, which I always find interesting. Former coach, you know, where things are coming from. But here's the thing. You kind of look at it 2 different ways. Troy, they're shooting 22% from the field. 2 of 13 behind the arc. Nicole Judd's made both those. But here's what I look at for Troy. I don't think you're upset with where you're at. Things are going okay. Shots just aren't falling. But here's the key. Somebody for Troy is going to have to step up and start knocking down some of those shots, because Rock Hills is putting so much attention on Harper Wettstein. So that's something you got to start knocking down some of those shots. On the flip side, if you're Mankato, they're shooting 25% from the field. So neither team's shooting the ball really well. But if you're a Mankato, I think you're pretty pleased with where you're at as well. It's a 5-point game. Harper Wettstein doesn't have 30 in the first half. So the goal accomplished, you're holding down Troy's leading scorer, but same thing. They got to start making some shots.
Another thing to note as well for Troy, again, Gracie Grable went down early, 30 seconds in with a bum left ankle, rolled it pretty bad, had a tape. Was able to get back into the game, but Emerson Weber with 3 first-half fouls. She picked up that third midway point of the second quarter and really hasn't had an opportunity to get too settled into this game due to foul trouble. When you handle this coming out of the second half, you expect to see Weber out there to begin the second half and just keep on rolling, or you like the rotation with Judd on the floor?
Yeah, I don't know. So if I put myself in Coach Jasper's position, I'm going to set Weber to start out the second half. Cole Jones played fantastic. No sense putting Weber in there, getting a 4th foul. Then she's got to sit the majority of the game. I'd sit her on the bench, see how things go, maybe throw her in a situational deal where end of the quarter or something like that.
You're listening to the Highland Community College Halftime Report. We've got a break coming up in just a minute. But, Boz, give me some keys to the second half. Again, this Trojan team, keep in mind, dude, dating back to 2018-19 season, they hadn't had a winning season until last year when they went 11-10.
This year they go 20-1, but this is a team that has not been to a state tournament in over two decades. How do they get that done in the second half?
Well, they know how to win ball games. They've done it all season long. I think what's important in the second half is they got to keep being aggressive on offense, and it's tough against the box and one defense, but Harper Wettstein's going to have to get some more touches and then be efficient when she gets those touches. And again, somebody else on this team's got to step up and just knock down some shots.
One more break before we get back to the second half. This has been the Highland Community College Halftime Report. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Back in 2 minutes to Centralia for the second half action. Troy leading Rock Hills 19-14 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention Sepetha residents. Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sepetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check them out on that there internet online at wilsontireks.com.
Hi, this is Angie with Brown Acheson Electric. Did you know that as a member of Brown Acheson, you are also an owner? Any profits made by the cooperative are eventually returned. These capital credits are part of the cooperative advantage enjoyed by our members. Brown Acheson Electric is member-owned and member-driven. We exist to serve you safely, reliably, and affordably. You can help us be even more affordable and maybe even win a bill credit. Please contact our office and be a part of the BCP program this summer.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Here's a kick left to Weber. Emerson for three. Yes, she got it! And that's the first basket of the second half here for Troy. And we got a quick stoppage here on the floor. A timeout by Rock Hills as the ball quickly got inbounded and just scrambled. The Rock Hills able to get the timeout. We did miss one thing we got to bring up to you is Hallie Meisner, an easy bucket to begin the second half. But the Trojans quickly up the floor, Boss, find Emerson Weber on the left wing as she buries a three.
Hey, we talked about that. Somebody else has to step up and knock a shot down. Emerson Weber stepped into that one like she'd been doing it all night long. Confident three from Weber. And that's what she can contribute right now. And she's been on the bench quite a bit with foul trouble.
22-16 your score, 7:13 to go. Here in this third quarter, Jacob Boz with you, Ray Penning back at studio. Silver Lake leading Wellsville at the half on the girls' side in 3A, 38-11. 2A boys halftime, sub-state title game, Valley Falls leading Mission Valley 32-27. Back here in Centralia, into the front court, Rock Hills dishes it off, shot rejected by Franken, and then a jump ball on the rebound. Guess who? Allie Franken in the mix.
Allie Franken doing it just such a good job. She's having a really good game tonight. Just tons of effort, tons of hustle.
First turnover in the second half for Rock Hills. They've got 12 in the game now. 1 minute gone by here in the third quarter. It's 22-16. Trojans with the lead. Weber, left wing three again. That one's off the mark. That was a set play that time for her.
I like that. She knocked down one. Coach Jasper called a set. Get her another shot while she's feeling it.
Meisner in the front court, pass deflected by Wettstein, picked up by Grable, up the court to Wettstein, Harper, easy right-hand layup is good.
I think that's what Troy needs to do right now, just to get a little separation, turn up the defensive pressure, get some turnovers, get out in transition.
Matching their largest lead of the game now at 8, it's 24-16. Into the front court,
Weber's got to be careful with those three fouls.
Centrelink. Tipped away, taken here by Wettstein. This time, left lane line layup is good.
So good around the rim, right hand, left hand, soft finish for Wettstein.
14 turnovers, that brings Jasper to his feet, and coach claps his hands, says, let's go. Largest lead of the game now at 10, it's 26-16. Here's a kick ball by Weber. You see the energy right now for this Trojan team is way up than what it was in the midway point of the second.
Well, where is that energy coming from? Defense. They're getting tip balls, they're getting turnovers and steals, and getting easy buckets on the other end.
Mosier to trigger it in. For the Trojans, it's Weber and Wettstein with Grable, Grable, Franken. Here's a ball loose on the floor, picked up once again by Troy. Quick transition opportunity, Wettstein, layup miss. That time a defender in her way, able to go around the defender, but can't get the shot to drop. Wild shot up quickly by Rock Hills. Rebound Allison Grable. Here comes Troy. Wettstein up the floor. Right in and dribble to the right wing. Backs it out now. Top of the key. Kicks in the corner to Emerson. Nice pass down low to Franken, who's fouled by Alexandria Fogo.
Well, I feel like, Troy, they're being a little more aggressive offensively right now. In the first half, you're trying to feel out that defense a little bit, find out where the gaps are at, where you're going to get your shots from. Now they're more, instead of sitting back looking at the defense, they're attacking the defense.
Fogo goes out. So does Mosier, bringing back in Manning and Ost. For Rock Hills, a smaller lineup for them now. Trojans trigger it in underneath their own basket. Left wing as Troy is now moving left to right across your dial. Now on the right wing, it's Weber. Emerson still with the dribble, but kicks it to the top of the key and Gracie Grable. Back to the right, Weber into the corner to Allison Grable. Entry pass down low to Wettstein. Harper cannot get it to drop, but she's fouled and will go to the line for two.
Well, that was a really nice job away from the ball. Harper Wettstein was on the weak side. It looked like Allie Franken came over, set a screen way away from the ball on the other side, which allowed Harper to curl straight to the basket.
Third foul now on Hallie Meisner for Rock Hills. And first free throw is good by Wettstein. Just like that, she's got 13 in the game now. As Grable comes out, that's Gracie. Into the game is Nicole Judd for the Trojans. Second free throw by Harper is true. She's a perfect 6-for-6 from the line, Boz, and she's got a game high right now of 14. Into the front court come the Grizzlies. Simulink from the free throw line is good.
Well, a little give and go against the zone from Troy. The pass went to the right wing. Similek went straight down the lane, caught at the free throw line, knocked down the shot.
28-18. Largest lead of the game has been 12 for the Trojans. Here's a ball dribbled off the Rock Hills. That would be Miley Ost's left leg and out of bounds. It'll be sideline inbounds in front of the Troy bench here for the Trojans. Judd to trigger. We've got 4:43 to go here in this third quarter. Judd on the right wing. Skips it left wing now to Weber. Emerson, one dribble to her right. Into the corner on the left side now to Allison Grable. Skips it in the middle of the lane. Too high. And a turnover on Troy. Just their sixth of the game. Coach Meisner for Rock Hills asking for some energy from his team. Here's Hallie Meisner driving baseline, and that's a 10-footer that looked pure.
They're starting to heat up a little bit. They only had 4 field goals the entire first half. They've got 3 right now here in the third quarter.
Meisner now with 2 of those 3 here in this frame. She's got 7 in the game. Top of the key, Judd. Skips it right corner now. Weber, ball reversal. Wettstein drives in left lane line, splits 2 defenders and banks it home. She makes it look easy sometimes, Buzz.
She might have got away with a little extra step right there, it looked like.
We don't have to say that.
Do we? She made the bucket. That's good.
Simulink, she drives baseline and throws it through. She's got 15 in the game.
Well, Troy was right there. Allison Grable, if she just takes one more step to the baseline, she cuts off that baseline drive.
Wettstein with 16, Simulink with 15. 3:30 to go in the frame. It's 30-22. Weber, she'll fire from the right wing. That's good. Emerson Weber, her second triple of the quarter, and timeout, Troy. 3:27 to go in the quarter. It's 33-22 Trojans. Back in 1 minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pines of Holton. This is Nikki.
Hey, Nikki, can you tell me what the Pines of Holton can offer my relative?
We provide anything from assisted living to end-of-life care. We do around-the-clock care. Our facility is staffed 24 hours a day. We provide a hospital bed with all the bedding, incontinence products,
medication administration, bathing, 3 meals a day, and any snacks that are needed.
What do I need to do next?
You should definitely set up a time to come to our facility and meet our staff and see what our facility is like. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
Kime TS of Savetha is a local family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jake and Bob's back with you in Centralia as we've got Ray Penning back at studio. 3:25 to go in the third quarter. Troy Trojans leading Rock Hills 33-22 out of the Troy timeout. We've got Westside gets a deflection here and a steal. Turnover now, number 16 on Rock Hills. Layup, it's good.
Boy, I like what Troy's doing right now. They took off the full court press. Now they're picking him up right at half court, so they're not allowing Mankato get to dribble through that press in the full court.
Gracie Grable, Nicole Judd, Harper Wettstein, Allie Franken, and Emerson Weber on the floor. Deflection picked up, though, by Simulink. Throws it way off the window. Rebound fought for, and Allie Franken comes away with it for the Trojans. Largest lead of the game now at 13 for Troy. 35-22. Wettstein, Euro step, no. Rebound by Rock Hills, and Simulink looking to push. Into the front court, kicks it left wing. Manning from five, that's good. Check it, that's Ost, Miley Ost. For Rock Hills, her first basket of the game. 35-24, Troy here with 2:20 to go in the third.
Well, this next 2 minutes, pretty important here for Troy, as every minute is, but you're up by 11. If you can get a couple buckets here, extend that lead to 14 or 15, that'd be huge.
Franken in the right wing. Now in the corner goes to Wettstein, driving baseline. By two defenders, shot off the backboard, no. Jump ball, possession stay, or will go now to Rock Hills. Turnover on Troy, number 7 in the game.
And Harper trying to force the issue just a little bit there. She drove baseline, got cut off on the strong side, tried to go underneath, reverse layup, cut a little piece of the backboard on the tough shot.
35-24, Rock Hills with the basketball, under 2 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Into the front court now, right wing. Lady Mosier fires a three off the back heel. No, rebound by Wettstein for the Trojans. She'll slow things up a little bit. Judd on the left wing. Skip pass. Gracie Grable on the right. Into the corner now to Franken. Allie back to Gracie, who floated to the top of the key. Three on the way. No. Rebound to Wettstein for the Trojans, and she's fouled on the floor. And everybody that wears black and red wanted a travel there. Foul will be called, though, on Alva Lindberg. They got that on Hallie Meisner, and that's going to be her fourth.
Yeah, that's a big foul. But, again, what caused that? Another offensive rebound from Troy.
Allison Grable checks in for Gracie. Judd, she'll fire from the right wing at the three. No. Rebound ripped down by Meisner. He's got those four personal fouls out. Again, just two Rock Hill players have scored. Or check that three now with the Ost bucket. To fire again. That one off the mark for Rock Hills. Rebound, though, by Meisner. Hallie on the left wing. Off to
Franken. That was a fantastic play.
Fogo, I couldn't get the name to come out of my mouth there, buddy. I'm sorry, but a great swap there, yes, by Franken. Now Troy into the front court. Entry pass to Hallie on the right block. Pass to the defender. Bank shot is good. Hallie Franken, her first bucket of the second half. She's got five. And the Troy's lead is 13 with under a minute to go in the third.
Well, we talked about Franken. We talked about her all game long. I mean, she's just having a heck of a ball game. She's doing all the little things right, just hustle stuff. At that time, she posted up. She's undersized in the post, but she did a great job holding the defender off, got the ball, made the easy bucket.
Foul called on Allison Grable. That'll be her second, sending Simulink to the line for two. First one on the way and rattles out. She's got 15 in the game. Leading the way for the Grizzlies as she has all year long. Second toss is true. 37-25, 50 seconds to go here in quarter number three. Winner goes to Dodge City next week. 1A Division I state tournament. In the right corner now, it's Wettstein, top of the key to Judd. Troy being very patient here offensively. High post action. Franken spins in the lane. Floater is good. Allie Franken, back-to-back buckets for the Trojans. Lead is now 14. Grizzlies get it into the front court quickly. Meisner, top of the key, left wing. Simulink, she'll fire a three. Looks good, but it's too strong. Rebound ripped down by Franken. Fight for it on the deck. Gets it off the west side with 12 seconds to go. Harper into the front court. Looking to kick. Euro step. Shot. No. Rebound. Ripped down by the Grizzlies and then poked away by Judd. 2 seconds to go. Simulink, can she do it again? She won't get a shot off in time. We've reached the end of quarter number three. Troy with the lead, 39-25. Back after this for fourth quarter action. Winner goes to Dodge next week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Start of the fourth quarter now. Jacob Boz with you. Ray Penning back in studio. Troy with the basketball and the lead of 39-25. This 1A Division I girls sub-state championship game between the Trojans and Rock Hills. Judd, Allison Grable, Harper Wettstein, Nicole Judd, as mentioned, with Emerson Weber and Allie Franken on the floor for Troy. Allison Grable, high post. One dribble in the lane. Shot missed. Rebound ripped down by Lindbergh for the Grizzlies. Simulink quickly up the floor. Goes around Weber. Shot partially blocked. Picked up by Lindbergh. Still a fight for it and able to corral it was Meisner. Keeping it alive for the Grizzlies. Right wing long two by Mosier is in. Lady Mosier, her first basket of the game. And quickly a timeout by Rock Hills. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. 39-27 Troy with the lead. Back in 30 here to Centralia.
Bergston Insurance in Holton is a trusted choice agency offering home, auto, farm, and Medicare supplement insurance to Holton and surrounding areas. Whether you're buying a new house, car, toy, or wanting to shop your current insurance, give us a call today. Give Bergston Insurance a call today to shop your home, auto, farm, or Medicare supplement insurance. Bergston Insurance, 364-3771. 364-3771.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Centralia, 1A Division I girls sub-state championship game. Troy taking on Rock Hills. This is girls 39-27. The Trojans with the lead. 7:16 to go here in this fourth quarter. Jake and Boz with you. Ray Penning back in studio. Troy with the basketball after that quick bucket by Laney Mosier. Quick timeout. For Rock Hills, they come out in a trapping defense in the half court. Gracie Grable with one dribble, jump ball, possession at the turnover. Possession to Rock Hills, turnover number 8 on the Trojans.
Yeah, if you're Troy, you got to recognize that was a half court trap that Rock Hills threw at them, and Troy fell right into their hands. They threw it across half court into that corner. That's no man's land. You don't want to have the ball right there against a trapping defense.
Demolink into the front court, into the short corner it comes. Nice entry down low. Bank shot is good. Lindbergh, first time we've seen that. Corner action, great entry pass, and an easy bucket there for Rock Hills. At one point, this is a 15-point game. Now it's down to 10.
So now you can see Rock Hills, they switched up their zone. It's almost like a 1-1-3. They're pressuring Harper Wettstein at half court, and then they're trapping the first pass.
Wettstein, top of the key to Weber. Gets it to the short corner, and Allison Grable, they swing it around the horn now. Wettstein on the left wing. Franken's down low, unable to get it to her. Wettstein splits two defenders. Left lane line drive. Easy shot. No, it spins out of there.
left lane line drive, no defender in the area, and just spins out. Top of the key, Meisner. She'll elevate now. One dribble to the high post, miss. Rebound, Franken for the Trojans.
Well, those are ones. If that shot would have gone, you would really see Rock Hills getting some momentum.
Gracie Grable into the front court. Two dribbles, needs help. Finds Weber on the right wing. Now skip past the left wing. It goes. Here's Harper Westside into the corner. Now to Weber. Troy moving left to right. Entry pass. Allison Grable on the block. Back out to Weststein.
Well, Troy, being really, really patient right now. You know, we talked about the shot clock and things like that. There's a turnover from Troy.
Nine now in the game. Ball loose on the neck. It'll be a jump ball. Possession will go to Troy. Coach Jasper tried to get a timeout, but they'll say no possession there. So there'll be a turnover number 17 now on Rock Hills.
You know, we started to talk about the conversations we've had about the shot clock.
Yes.
Rock Hills is still in a zone. They're chasing the sidelines trying to trap, but Troy being very, very patient, sometimes that can hurt you. You lose your aggressiveness offensively. You just start playing a little more passive.
2.5 minutes gone by in this final quarter. Troy yet to score. Down to Allison Grable. Nice find backside to Weber, who banks it home.
Really good pass that time. Allison Grable, she pivoted to the middle of the defense. Help side came to her, eyes up. She saw the open player, made the good pass.
Ost caught in the corner. It'll be a jump ball possession. No, it'll be a timeout by Rock Hills, and I believe that's their final one here of this ball game with 5:09 to go in this one. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. 41-29, Troy leading Rock Hills back in the short 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student-athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jacob Oz with you. Ray Penning back in studio. One team's going to punch their ticket to state in 5 minutes and 9 seconds from now. Troy, Lady Trojans leading the Grizzlies from Rock Hills, 41-29. Rock Hills does have one timeout remaining. That verified. 41-29, Rock Hills with the basketball, trailing by 12. Here against the Trojans.
Whole lot of time left in this ballgame. No need to panic if you're Rock Hills. They're starting to heat up a little bit offensively.
Simulink looking to trigger it in. Gets it in to Mosier. For the Trojans, it's Wettstein, Emerson Weber, as well as Allie Franken, Allison, and Gracie Grable on the floor. For Rock Hills, it's Mosier, Simulink. Meisner still in the game with four fouls. She's had those for just about the midway point of the third quarter. Also down low, Fogo. Here's a long two, miss. Fogo with the rebound, put back, no. Rebound ripped down by Franken. Can't give enough credit, I don't think, to Allie Franken right now for what she's done on the glass.
No, she's been really, really good on both sides, offensive glass, defensive glass. She's just, those are the ones, you just effort, tons of effort. You're not giving up on those boards. You're going to get them.
Foul called there on Lainey Mosier, her third. So under five to go, 41-29. Trojans with the lead. Gracie Grable dribbles to the right corner. Franken, Allie takes a dribble in, head fakes on a shot. Nice cut by Wettstein, a good find. Backside now to Weber, steps through a defender, shot missed. Rebound, put back, no! Rebound ripped down here by Meisner. Quickly up the floor. Ost caught in a trap. Now Weber deflects it, picked up by Wettstein. Another turnover on Rock Hills, they got 18. Wettstein, left lane line drive, layup missed.
Boy, Harper has had some really good looks on those in the open court. Typically, she knocks those down, but not able to finish on these last few ones.
Meisner straight away three. No. Rebound ripped down. Weber on the backside for Troy. They don't have a Rock Hills three-pointer in this game, Buzz. Successful one.
Other than the half-court buzzer beater.
Yes.
But, yeah, not in the offense.
Not in a traditional way. They shoot 12 a game and hit it at a 35% clip. Trojans slowing things down here offensively. Dump down low to Weber on the baseline. Kicks it back out. Allison, nice find at Wettstein. Her bank shot, that's no good. Franken with the rebound, put back, that's no good either.
Troy has missed the last
seven shots in the paint. They've had really good looks at it. How about Franken with a swat? Going baseline that time with Similink and Allie Franken, her second block of the night. She's filling up the stat sheet tonight, Bob. 7 points, more than 10 rebounds, two blocks. 3:30 to go in the ballgame. Mosier, wide open right wing three, too strong. Rebound, ripped down by Weber for Troy. Knocked out of her hands, it'll stay Trojan basketball. 3:22 to go as the score remains 41-29. This quarter is similar to the first quarter as far as scoring output.
Yeah. Troy had a 20-point third quarter, and now they just can't make those little buckets. But, again, they're up by 12. No reason to panic.
Allison Grable on the right block, throws up a shot. That's missed. A little bit of a bump there, and Rock Hill's looking to push quickly up the floor. One dribble on the left block. Shot, no. Reef up, hit the top on the shot clock. It'll be Troy basketball here. I think we got our final timeout taken here. Final timeout by Rock Hills. 2:59 to go, 41-29, and Coach Jasper not happy with the way his girls are executing on the offensive side of things right now. We'll take a 30-second break. It's 41-29 Troy, back after this timeout on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Struggling with chronic pain, Holton Community Hospital is collaborating with Holistic Pain Management to bring expert non-opioid pain care to you. From arthritis and back pain to migraines and nerve pain, we provide advanced treatments to help you get back to what you love, pain-free. You don't have to travel far for relief. Get expert care close to home. Visit HoltonHospital.com to learn more. Pain is real, but so is hope.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back after the timeout by Coach Meisner of Rock Hills. It's Troy 41, Rock Hills 29 here in this 1A D1 Substate Championship game in Centralia. Jake and Boz with you. Ray Penning back at studio. Silver Lake just prevailed against Wellsville. They are going back to state. The defending champs in 3A on the girls' side will be back in Hutch. Under 3 minutes to go here. Troy with the basketball.
Full court pressure. Rock Hills will 2-2-1, full court press. Just trying to speed things up right now. They want to get Troy to try to turn them over.
And then a foul here by Lady Mosher. It looked like Patty Cake, Baker's man.
Yeah, something like that.
That's her fourth, though. So she'll come out of the game. Back in will be Miley Ost as well as Oliva Lindberg. So size down low for Rock Hills right now. Troy to trigger it in from their sideline in front of their bench. They do so with Judd. Judd Wettstein, Allison Grable, Allie Franken, and Emerson Weber. And here's a foul by Rock Hills. That'll be on Miley Ost, her second.
Yeah, if you're Troy, you just have to be real strong with the ball. You can't be lackadaisical with it because Rock Hills is running two people at you every time.
Nicole Judd, close to the timeline, able to dribble out of the trap. Now Weber gets it to Wettstein. Still extended here, close to the midcourt line. 2:25 to go in this one. Troy can take care of the basketball, Boz. They'll punch their ticket and Dutch.
Yeah, they're in good position, up 12, 2 minutes. Rock Hill's going to have to start getting some fouls.
Wettstein dribbles past the defender, and that was Ost, and she just picked up her third. Fourth team foul, so free throws the rest of the way for Troy with every whistle against Rock Hills. Gracie Grable back in for Allison Grable.
And they're trying to foul. Obviously, they don't want to foul Harper Wettstein, 82% foul shooter on the season.
And a backcourt violation. And the officials are going to talk about this one, I think. And it is a turnover on Troy.
She caught the ball in the front court, established. Some people, this is a rule, they don't know. 3 points have to be established in the front court, ball in 2 feet. She caught it in the front court, stepped into the backcourt. Correct call.
Turnover number 10 on Troy. So in the front court, here comes Rock Hills. Needing a bucket, needing one in a hurry. Here's Similink into the middle of the lane. Great job defensively there by Weber to alter the shot. And Allie Franken there to pick it up. Now Wettstein picks up her dribble. Ball deflected by Similink. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Rock Hills. That's back-to-back turnovers on Troy. They've got 11 now.
Well, what's happening right now, Troy, the point guard's bringing the ball up the middle of the floor. Rock Hills has two girls right there ready, so as soon as you cross half court, they trap you. The wings for Troy need to lift a little bit, and then Harper needs to get rid of that ball early before the trap gets to it.
Meiser on the right wing, top of the key, Similink. She'll drive left lane line, throws up a shot, no. Rebound by Algebright. That's no good. Rebound by Meiser, and we got a foul called here on the floor prior to the shot. And I believe they're going to get on Harper Weststein. Let's check that. Nicole Judd, her second, just the first team foul on Troy. So still 41-29. You haven't missed any baskets. There's been no scoring in the last probably 5 minutes of game time. A lot of turnovers and a lot of defense. Here's Similink in the middle of the lane. Kicks it out. Left wing. Three on the way by Ost. Too strong. Rebound backside. Meisner. Her shot. That could have been a jump ball, and it is. It'll stay with Rock Hills. But, again, Allie Franken, right place, right time, making a difference.
You know, we've talked about this a lot, even on our scoreboard show. The level of competition in Northeast Kansas. This is a physical, physical game. And as I watch Rock Hills, it looks like they're not used to that. They're looking for calls from the officials, and they're not coming because Troy's used to playing a really physical game.
1:21 to go in this one. 41-29, Trojans with the lead. Rock Hills to trigger it in underneath their own basket. They do so close to a five count. Lindbergh has it into the lane. Meisner drives right lane line, shot missed. Gets her own rebound, put back, no, but she's fouled by Emerson Weber, and that'll be two free throws coming here. Check that. Allie Franken, just her first. It's going to send Allie Meiser to the line for two. 73% foul shooter, 1-for-2 tonight. First one is good. Rock Hills team, Boz, that has no seniors on their roster.
Yeah, this is a good squad. They're going to be good for another year at least with some of these players that are juniors. Give them another year experience. Their seniors going to be good.
Two free throws made by Meisner. Makes it a 10-point ball game. 1:15 to go. Now 1:10. Still in the backcourt. Weststein needs help. Gets it off the Judd. Crosses the timeline. Now Gracie on the left wing. Grable back out to Weststein. 1 minute to go. 41-31. Trojans with the lead in the basketball. Into the left corner. Top of the key to Weststein, and she's fouled by Similink. You heard Coach Meiser yelling, fire. He wanted them to foul Gracie Grable.
Yeah. Yeah, Grable had the ball in the corner. That would have been the one you would like to have fouled if you were Rock Hills. But smart play, though, by Troy. They kicked it right back out, get the ball in the hands of your best foul shooter.
Weststein's first free throw is good. One more coming here. Miley Ost into the game for Rock Hills. Weststein trying to make it a 12-point lead again. And she does. She is a perfect now 8-for-8 from the line tonight. Quickly up the floor. Similink into the lane. Scoop shot. No. Rebound. Franken fighting for it. Similink has it back. Throws up a shot. No. Ball free on the deck. Picked up. That's a double dribble, but no whistle there. Meisner drives in. Puts up a 10-footer. That's short. Rebound ripped down by Franken with 32 seconds to go. 43-31, and Weststein still hasn't been fouled. She crosses the timeline and gets it off to Gracie Grable. 25 seconds left, and the Troy faithful can feel it now. 23 seconds to go. Trojans up by 12, and Troy looks to be heading back to state for the first time by the north of two decades.
Yeah, you kind of see this coming last year. You know, you watch this team. They were relatively young at the time, and now you got all the pieces here. We talked about it early in the season. Like, they got what they need to make a run here at state.
Gracie Grable at the line. She misses her first. And Grable, no points tonight. As end of the game, kind of leaky for Troy. Replacing Allie Franken. Emerson Weber also into the game. Avery Kossman for the Trojans. So Weber and Franken out. 23 seconds to go. One more free throw here for Gracie. Gracie's free throw. That's off the mark. Rebound fought for, tipped out of bounds, and it's going to go to Rock Hills. Into the game for Gracie Grable. will be Allison. So Gracie comes out, and the tears are starting to flow a little bit on the bench for Troy, and they're happy tears right now.
Absolutely.
Similink throws up a three. That's no good. Rebound. Rip down. Get yourself in the scorebook. Kyler Lukey with a rebound. Ball tipped out of bounds. It'll stay Troy basketball with 12 seconds to go. Trojans lead is 43-31. Lukey in backcourt to Wettstein. Under 10 seconds left. Does Rock Hill foul once again, or will they let this play out? That's 5 seconds. Your final score, Troy 43, Rock Hill 31. The Trojans are heading to Dodge. Coach Jasper. Coach Rogers. Ecstatic right now for their girls and the Troy faithful. Ecstatic to make a 5-hour trip to Dodge next week. As the Lady Trojans approve at 21-1. Final score, 43-31. We're back after this to summarize before we send you off to Hiawatha here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Trojans are going to state.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jacob Bond back with you. Ray Penning back in studio. We're going to keep this Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show fairly quick because we got to get you off to Hiawatha for a big-time matchup of Osage City and Royal Valley. BTAD be on the call for that one. But, Boz, quickly here. A final score, big-time win tonight by the Lady Trojans, 43-31 final, and Troy goes to state. Just tell me about some things that I know you were keeping tallies of that really impressed you tonight.
So here I'm going to go through. We got a brief post-game here while you're tallying things up. Here's my take on this. This was a really good team win for Troy. I never like to single people out, but there's four players on – Troy's team that I thought played outstanding tonight. Allison Franken. If we were going to pick a player of the game, she would be it for me tonight. Everything she did was hustle and effort and intensity. She was fantastic on the glass. She had putbacks. She did everything, and it was all grit type stuff. Gracie Grable, talk about grit. She rolls her ankle like the first play of the game.
Yep.
But she gutted it out. She was on the court, hobbling around, but you weren't going to keep her on the bench. So real gutsy performance from her. Nicole Judd in the first half was huge. Knocked down two big threes. Harper Wettstein, obviously she had a good game tonight. Emerson Weber got three fouls in the first half, but then she comes out
knocks down threes in the third quarter. Big time team effort from Troy tonight. All right, quickly, here we got to get our finalized stats presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group, member firms Holton Tax Service and NEK Tax Services here tonight before our Citizens State Bank and Trust Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on. That'll come up here in just a second. The final tallies here tonight, Harper Wedstein with 20 points to lead all scorers tonight and a perfect 8-for-8 from the free throw line, 8 points for Emerson Weber all in the second half, including 2 3-pointers, 7 for Allie Franken, 6 for Nicole Judd, and 2 for Allison Grable. The Trojans went 9-for-14 from the free throw line and only turned the ball over 11 times in that game. On Rock Hill's side of things, 20 points leading the way for Similek and 9 for Hallie Meisner, 2 each for Host, Lindbergh, and Bosher. They had 18 turnovers and went 8-for-13 from the free throw line here this evening. Our final thank God to do tonight is our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on. I think you already gave it away.
I did. I didn't know you were going to go ahead and do a player to bank on because we didn't have much time, but no question, Allison Franken.
Yep.
She was fantastic, just across the board. And she didn't score a ton of points, but that doesn't matter. She did what her team needed her to do. She was on the boards, just a dog on the glass tonight. All right, Allie Franken, our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha, player to bank on tonight. Once again, Troy moving to the state tournament next week in Dodge City. They knock off Rock Hills 43-31, your final score. Ray, take it away. Hiawatha will in Hiawatha, Brandon's got Royal Valley taking on Osage City. If you want to flip over to 92.1, we'll have Centralia. Clifton Clyde here from Centralia. It's all coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community.